boys, guess who?
Figuring this board out.
So is that how do we do this now? We just have Tourette's when the music comes down? All right. I can do that.
Yeah. The problem I'm having here is I was trying to load a file to the computer and, yeah.
And multitasking.
The stupid drive isn't working
here.
It's
hard.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Damn, this really pisses me off because I didn't think about this ahead of time. And
prep, Scott.
I know. Well, I was told we're not supposed to...
Welcome to Ghostly Talk. We suck.
Yeah, I'm told we're not supposed to, like, do all this prep work anymore, so I'm like, okay, fuck it, man. I'm just going to come here down here and talk, and that's it. So, yeah, I got to figure something out here, but I'll figure
There's
it out.
There's a mild amount of prep work. Mild. Not like Ghostly Talk used to be.
Yeah.
But it's very mild now. It's, you know, it starts on Friday with bitches...
However, this is the first Ghostly Talk since we started doing this that I'm not drinking during the show.
I know, and it's kind of creeping me out a little bit.
Amber is.
I'm not really sure.
Well, I feel better already. I feel more limber. I feel like, you know, I'm ready to go.
So we can limbo during this Ghostly Talk?
No, yeah, if you guys want to try
it. All right, let's do it.
There's barely any room in here as it is. You have to crawl under crap to get to the seat.
I'm going to win. I'm lower to the ground than both of you. So
and my back's
win.
Out.
What? What, Amber?
She has to take a drink. Pause.
My back's out. I can't limbo.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Bonnie.
I'm Amber.
Kind of a grab bag tonight we're going to be doing. We had some plans, and we had another plan, and then another plan. They all just seemed to fall through.
All said, piss on you. You guys are running it alone.
You guys aren't important enough anymore.
Yeah,
It wasn't like that.
To the people that were going to be on.
No. One of the guests, and we're going to keep it as a surprise. It'll be cool. One of the guests got sick,
and
we totally understand that because we all just got over it. As a matter of fact, I know the New Year's Eve show we did, the last thing we did, I was, on my deathbed that day. We barely got through that.
And I got sick because of you.
Yeah,
and I cussed you out for a week and a half.
Yeah, you weren't happy about that.
I don't know if you could feel it from Rockwood to Troy, but I cussed you out every day.
Really?
Oh, every day.
Well, I'm sorry, Bonnie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the... What are we supposed to do?
You could have said...
We made all these plans.
Bonnie, I'm sick. Don't come over.
But we wanted to do a show. We had to get a show in. It was important. You gotta fucking suffer for your
art
sometimes,
hand
Bonnie.
Out fucking masks at the door.
You gotta
do
suffer
something.
For your art sometimes, all
you
right?
You shouldn't have breathed on me.
I didn't breathe on you. I wasn't anywhere near you.
We're in an enclosed fucking room. You're breathing on me.
I'm like, you're like 5 feet away right now. How the hell, how do you even know it was my fault?
Because you were
the
one
you know
that
it's my
was
fault?
Sick.
Well, there's a lot of people that are sick, though. The shit's going around. Why do you just blame it on me?
Because I spent, 6 hours in the fucking house with you?
Were you
two?
Here that long?
It was New Year's. She was here for a bit.
But I went to bed, though.
You slept on the fucking
so
couch.
I was in the back. No. I was in the back room. I was passed out in my bedroom.
Not till 11.
No, bullshit. I was in bed way before that. Way before that. I think your mind is just, your memory is just failing you.
Yeah, it's my old age.
It's failing you. Maybe somebody else got you sick. I'm getting tired of you blaming me for this crap all the time, Bonnie. I'm tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it my fault? Everything's my fucking fault around here still. You know, this is just like the old days.
Everything was your fault then, too, fucker.
Yeah, what the hell? Why is it my fault all the time?
Who has to be in control of everything?
Oh, bullshit. No, I'm not
so
doing that
Scott's
anymore.
Fault.
I'm not doing
so
that anymore.
Who was sick the last time we recorded a show? Scott. So who do you think got me sick?
But you're talking about the past now, and I don't like that.
Wah.
I don't like that.
Wah. All right, you precious little snowflake.
Everything's Scott's fault. Everything's always on Scott. Why is it always got to be my fault? Now, and I come down here, and I'm a little bit not prepared, and I take total shit for that, too. Some damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't.
Apparently, I injured Scott's vagina, so
I
would like to apologize to everyone that you had to listen to Scott whine because I injured his vagina.
I don't have a vagina.
Well, you're kind of acting like you do right now.
No, bullshit. You want to see it? Not the vagina. I don't have one. No. You want to see my vagina?
It looks like a penis.
It looks like
smaller.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here. Get off of this.
Get off penises and vaginas. I got off yours.
Oh my!
I think that deserves, what is it?
It deserves something.
It deserves something. It deserves one of these.
I thought we had a plan. How did we end up here? This quickly. How did we end up here?
Well, you pissed me off. You upset me. That's why we're here right now. That's why I'm not happy right now.
Because you got me sick?
I didn't get you sick. How do you know I got you sick? I need to understand how you think I got you sick.
You were the only person I was around.
Oh, in the entire week. The entire week.
Acted as if they were near death.
That's every time he's sick.
That's every man when they're sick.
Yeah.
Every man.
Why is that?
Because
there's actually a scientific reason for that.
Why is it?
I'd have to look up the article I read a while ago and report back. But there is a scientific reason why men whine more when they're sick or actually feel more pain, and it's something in their brains that changes at puberty.
Well, I know. Can I speak to that?
Fine.
Can I speak to that for a second? When I get sick, I get anxiety about that because the problem with that is I'm very busy. Professionally and other things too, right? So if I get sick, it's very difficult. I mean, I get really anxious about that. Like, oh my God, am I going to be down for the count? Am I going to be really bad where I can't do my functions that I have to do every day to be productive? That's where I get really, so what usually what happens to me, and I don't think it's really a matter of me like whining and crying. What I think it is when I do get sick, I usually do go down for the count and I will sleep like nonstop to knock it out of my system as fast as I can, right?
It's the best way to do
it. Yeah, I just go down and I think I mentioned this on, I think I put a Facebook post up and said that. I said, you know, sometimes I'm almost happy when I get sick because it does give me an excuse to lay on my ass and just watch movies, you know, and not do anything, right? Where I actually do have to sit down and stop running all the time, which I normally do. So I don't think it's really a matter, I don't know if that's for every man, but for me, that's where it is. When I do get sick, it's like, okay, I need to just go out of commission here for a few minutes or a few days and get myself healthy so I can get back to being productive again. I don't think it's really a whining thing. Is that what you were pointing at? You both are just like glazing the fuck over right now. What's going on? Am I losing it? You guys started this shit. I'm trying to finish it.
Apparently, you don't realize how you are when you're sick. I've been around you a couple times when you're sick, and I would classify it as whiny.
What do you mean whiny? Like what?
Like the world's ending.
World's ending.
Oh,
I never
my God, I feel like death.
I don't go into emo kid mode. It's not that at all.
We obviously have different interpretations of how Scott acts, so let's move on.
Well, this is going to fuck up the whole show because I'm upset now. I'm just upset with both of you.
That's because he's male. He's temperamental.
Can someone get a tampon?
I'm upset with... For his vagina. I don't have a fucking vagina. Shut up.
For his bleeding vagina.
God, you guys are fucking disgusting.
Hey,
our vagina's disgusting.
It's natural.
Women's March.
Oh, God.
We're going to have one of those down here.
Don't even get me started.
Where's my hat? I'm going to put it on right now.
Don't even get me started.
Well, that's topical.
Yeah, I don't want to discuss it.
Did you guys hear? Did you hear about this?
No.
Yes, guys, I hear about that. I don't know. Actually, an article on Mysterious Universe. UFOs were seen near Donald Trump's plane before his inauguration this past...
trying to intersect and abduct him before he came into office, and they failed.
They say it happened in Iowa early in the campaign for the Republican presidential nomination. What? Wait. This is before his inauguration. Wait.
It's happened more than once.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now it's happened again. Oh, yeah, I should have kept reading. This time on the day before the winner of that nomination and the election was inaugurated as president. A video of then-President-elect Donald Trump's official government plane, not his personal plane and not Air Force One, leaving New York on January 19th to travel to Washington, D.C. for the inaugural and festivity shows would appear to be two UFOs. What could they be? Was the soon-to-be president aware of them? Did they influence part of the inaugural address? I didn't really see much of the inaugural address. Did anybody talk about UFOs?
What they're talking about is that quote right there. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow.
Aren't we already doing that?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a long-running goal.
Not the mysteries of space.
We're working on that. NASA's on that. We got rovers on Mars, checking out Pluto.
Okay, I think that's a pretty daunting task, but it's a great goal to have, I think.
Have you seen this video?
No,
I haven't seen it. I don't trust any UFO.
I've seen it.
I haven't seen it yet. Go ahead.
None of that stuff ever looks legit. Ever. And I don't trust anything on the internet because you can easily hoax that kind of stuff. And like they suggested here, it could have been a drone. Something, I don't know what the other suggestion was for drone or whatever. But every president that comes in, all the UFO hopefuls are going, disclosure, disclosure. Oh my gosh, this is going to be the guy that's going to release the UFO files. And when Hillary was running, John Podesta, he was big into UFO stuff. And he said when his last tweet when he left office was, that was my biggest regret, not releasing more UFO files, blah, 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 blah. But I don't know.
But
what do they know? We have no idea.
Even you, with your own crappy UFO video.
I have a crappy UFO video.
You know that they're all crappy.
No, I know that. And so it made me have a new appreciation for crappy UFO videos out there. But I don't know.
Well.
I don't think UFOs are following Donald Trump.
Can we watch this?
Maybe they were going to take him back home.
Does this have audio? Yeah,
we got audio. There's a few.
Just go to 150 and...
Well, how long is the damn thing? I don't even know how long it is.
Just start the video and go to 150. Well, go to like 145, whatever.
We'll put a link up.
The damn thing is... Okay, we'll go right... All right, so there's the plane.
It's leaving.
And we'll post this on with the show. We'll post this link up for you guys, too.
Go crash.
I want to watch the plane launch. Can I just watch the plane launch? Relax.
Amber, it doesn't crash.
I want it to, though.
Face it. This is our reality.
This is the reality. Yeah, you're right, Bonnie.
The sooner... Like, I'm not saying bend over and take everything the man wants to offer, but... Bitching about every breath the man takes is not doing anyone any good.
So the plane's in the air now.
So you're looking for 150. The first one I think is going to go from right to left.
Whoa, look at that.
There it is.
That could have been a bird.
Yeah, well, that didn't really move or anything.
The second one is more likely to be a bird. It's at 255.
Okay, so that's a little further ahead here. We'll go to like 233 here.
Because the second one goes from left to right.
The second one does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's bored enough that they're just filming the plane flying away?
There are a lot of people, believe it or not, I don't know how much time you guys spend on Facebook, but there are a lot of people that actually like and respect Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And
bird.
Oh, what the
bird.
Hell was that?
Total bird.
Hang on, I gotta see that again.
No, birds.
That blew by so fast.
Those are not UFOs.
Well, I just want to see it at least.
And it even says in there that the second one is probably a bird or a bug flying really close to the camera.
The first one could have just been a... Ooh,
bird.
Yeah, there had to have been something just flying through the frame.
Yeah.
But the first one was just another plane probably far away.
That's what they said. They said it could have been...
This is the This is a good example, though, of the problem in the UFO community. Is you get this kind of stuff all the time where people make these wild accusations and assumptions about what they see zipping around.
But the thing about that, didn't we already mention this a second ago, the video that we talked about a few shows back, our video, right?
Yeah.
And we were there. We know what we saw. We were watching it with our own eyes.
That was a different perspective, though, than just watching this with stuff zipping across.
Well, yeah, but the film, though, that we thought we got, it's not that good. It's terrible. And I mean, as I said before, I gained a new appreciation for videos like that.
Well, and that was also our lack of proper equipment. I mean, you're working with just a little digital camera you can't even adjust the settings on it to accommodate low light situations.
Well, yeah, we just kind of just jumped out there and did whatever we could. I don't see that being a UFO.
No.
There was a couple of blips on the screen in 3 minutes that we abbreviated, of course. Again, we'll put this link. It's from mysteriousuniverse.org. Great site for all these cool I don't know if this is a very cool news item, but we'll put this up for you guys to check out. And you guys tell us what you think also. Speaking of which, I know this is something you want to talk about, Amber, we get plenty of email from people. With suggestions.
Keep it coming.
One thing I'm really happy about, and we've had a couple people in the last couple weeks get a hold of us, and I'm kind of the one who takes the reins on this. I'm going to explain something very briefly here. When we moved everything to the new site, to WordPress, unfortunately, there was no real slick automated way to move the old archives over, like in a clean fashion where everything would be the same. So unfortunately, I had to go through the code line by line, which was actually a good thing, because I cleaned a lot of stuff up that way. But I had to go through the code line by line to get it to all work properly in this new WordPress format. So what's happened, unfortunately, and I've had a handful of emails like this, people saying, hey, I went to this link and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
You know,
thank you for letting us know.
That's helpful. Dude, yeah, it's like this gentleman Ray, I know we just talked to him a day or two ago. Very helpful. And, you know, don't anybody feel like you're bothering us. Totally get a hold of us on that, because we're still working the kinks out of this operation as we're talking here right now. So if you find a dead link in the archives, anything like that, email us, contact@ghostlytalk.com. Get a hold of us immediately, and we'll take care of that for you right away. It's just stuff that got moved around and jumbled a little bit, and all the archives are in place. We just got to kind of just retool it on the new server here. So get a hold of us and let us know. On top of that, we're looking for suggestions. We're looking for show suggestions.
Amber run with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Any idea.
Because like today already I threw it out there in Facebook, and like the first guy that said something, it was brilliant. So it's going to be a future show topic. But
It
could be Scott's, what kind of underwear does Scott prefer? What kind of man does Bonnie look for? What characteristics does she deem worthy of the monster?
Yeah.
What breakfast cereal do I love? If you ask weird questions, we'll probably answer them. And weird questions are the best.
Oh, yes. We love weird questions.
I mean, it could be a whole segment, 15 minutes of listener weird questions that we have to answer.
I would actually like to do a whole show of listener weird questions.
Well, we could just start collecting them.
If we get enough, I would love to do that.
Contact@ghostlytalk.com. Fire them to us and we'll start compiling a list here.
And there's a contact form on the site too. And we can, if you use Facebook more often, you can hit us up with that. There is Twitter, but Twitter is my least favorite social media platform.
But we are all on Facebook.
I don't get it either. I don't like Twitter.
I started getting on the Instagram thing.
I love Instagram.
I like Instagram a lot.
I love Instagram.
But it don't work on the computer.
I just got on
Instagram. No, it does not. It's only mobile. I know. I was so excited. I was like, yay.
I've not put anything on
there yet. Oh, my God.
It don't work on the computer, though. I mean, you can view it on the computer, but you can't load pictures.
It's only mobile.
I don't get... Now, however, I did find there is... I think I actually have it on my other laptop. There is a program you can download to interface with Instagram where you can actually load pictures up to their server on your laptop. You just can't do it through their front end.
Their app's easy to use.
I guess I'm like old school. I spent a lot of time
on the computer when I signed up for it.
Yeah.
And the only reason I did... Big shout out, Sean Burris. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Sean sent me an invite to Instagram. And I was like, okay.
What the hell's this thing?
And it actually came through Facebook.
Well, yeah, that shit's all linked up.
Yeah, you can connect it.
On Instagram. And I was like, okay.
I post more on Instagram than I ever do on Facebook.
Yeah.
God, if I get that bad, I post a lot on Facebook.
I mean, I know.
Are you bitching?
I'm not bitching. It's just, yeah.
Look, in this past week of nonstop political bitching,
yeah,
I have posted nothing but filth and ridiculousness. Because
good for you,
all
girl.
I want to do is laugh. I'm every other post on my feed, I actually had to block people this week because it was getting ridiculous.
See, I don't care about that stuff. I mean, people are all, I get what you're saying.
Every other post on my feed was, it's the end of the world. We're all going to die.
And I've been going by this mantra for so long now. Clyde Lewis said it to us a long time ago, and I may have even said it. I may have said it just a couple weeks ago.
I think you did.
I'll say it again. The fact of the matter is, most of us as people will live mundane lives. We won't have completely insane things happen to us like we see in the movies as a society.
But as of February 16th, that might not be the case.
Well, that's a very interesting. That's a very interesting point.
It's very ironic because that's my nephew's birthday. Yeah.
That's going to be a bad day.
Happy birthday, Will.
I mean, what's the point of us really even asking for listener questions?
Well, this is true.
When we're not going to be here.
We may not do another show before February 16th.
Well, the planet's going to be here, but it might take out an entire city on February 16th.
Mm-hmm.
NASA astronomers reported earlier this year that a large mysterious object, which they named 2016 WF9, that has both the characteristics of an asteroid and a comet, is heading towards Earth, but will pass our planet harmlessly sometime in late February.
Yeah, they're saying harmlessly.
Yeah, this is that whole thing. Okay, so one of the things in the paranormal that I think
that's what NASA's saying.
Yeah.
Well, NASA's saying that. We're
the conspiracy
get to the rest of
theorists will always say that NASA's covering up this whole Planet X Nibiru thing, which goes back to Zachariah Sitchin, and this, which very much, it could be out there. I'm not denying it. It could be out there. There's a lot of stuff just because we think we know everything on this planet right now, and we don't. There's a lot of stuff out there that
I know nothing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's meh. So, but anyway, when the whole topic right now of fake news. So
the poor
paranormal world has dealt with fake news for decades.
It's been the worst thing about it.
And people saying, you know, a lot of it's opinion, or this happened to me, so it's subjective. Or things like this, these doomsday things where this is going to happen on this date. I think it's about the whole 2012 thing.
Yeah.
All the books, all the documentaries, everything out there that was saying that, Mayan calendar.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. It's like 1999,
you
know, nothing
happened.
Y2K. Yeah. So we've been dealing with fake news for a long time in this community.
Well, the one thing I was going to, and I'm still going to load it up as part of the archive for an additional download. I think we have it maybe in the archive somewhere too. I couldn't get it to load on here. I didn't plan properly. But we talked about this years and years ago on the old school stuff. About, you remember this, Bonnie? The snowball intercept message? Okay, this is another one of those things. Clyde Lewis is coming up a lot in this show.
Yes, he is.
Clyde Lewis is the one that broke this thing on his show, Ground Zero, back in the day. And we, Doug and I, were just totally flipped out about this thing. We were totally, totally intrigued by this. And we had him on and talked to him about it. And he actually, and you know, the funny thing was, is today I was searching around for this thing again. And I only found, like, on Google, I typed in snowball intercept message because that's what it was, you know,
right,
formerly named back in the day, and there was like one post on it only, and people were like, the guy's like, we found an actual piece of the audio, which I have one. I kept it, and it's part of our archives. It's part of Ghostly Talk, so I have that file. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to throw it up tonight I kind of wanted to play it on the show, but whatever.
What is it?
The idea of it was, they said this was and I mean, this is a long time ago as far as all the facts, but basically Clyde was saying that he received this message. It was not him personally, but this message was received, and it's a coded sequence. Basically, it says that a comet was coming to destroy the Earth, and they had a date. And that's, again, this is...
was the date?
This is from this is like 13 years ago now.
So it didn't happen?
Well, yeah, I don't remember the date. I can look it up. The date's on there. You guys can listen to it here. You can download it and listen to it. It'll be part of this archive. But I remember the funniest part about that is we talked to Clyde about it. The date was coming. It was in the future. We had talked to him before this date was supposed to happen. And, yeah, I won't lie. I was a little tripped out. And I remember, I think we actually did a ghostly talk that day. We did. We talked to Clyde as kind of one of what we call one of our bonus shows we used to call back in the day. It was a bonus show. We wanted to talk to Clyde because he wasn't available on a Sunday. So we just did something during the week. And then I think a few days later was our actual show day, which was Sunday night. And the funny part was, and we talked about it on the show, I'm like, you know, Doug, I thought we were all going to die today. I actually had a bit, I was somewhat convinced of it that we were going to die today. But I got in the car and drove here to the studio, and the weather was perfect. It was a cool day. It was wintertime. So it was brisk. It was stark. But the sun was out. The sky was clear. It just seemed like a really abnormally nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because I kind of freaked myself out
because
with this whole thing.
Because you were expecting the end of the world.
We were expecting the end of the world. So we have this over and over again, and the article goes on. And I'm going to try to do this guy's voice because this is that we've read the first part, which is this is what NASA says, right?
Mm. And are you going to try and do a Russian accent?
Yeah, that's what I was just wondering.
Is it, you want me to try to do a? I can't do a Russian.
Well, Dormir Sekulovich.
What? You do it.
No.
You do the voice.
No, I don't do. Boris
I can't
and
do
Natasha.
A Russian accent for
I
anything.
Can't either.
I'll just read it.
Okay. NASA is lying through its teeth. It is not conceivable that they do not know the truth.
Okay, use
That's
your own
Russian.
Voice.
We have seen the data.
This is American Russian.
The object they call WF-9 left the Nibiru system in October when Nibiru began spinning counterclockwise around the sun. Since then, NASA has known it will hit Earth, but they are only telling people now.
Okay, so Scott can't do voices.
No, he's bad at accents.
I didn't do a voice. You said just do it, so I just did it.
Well, you
right. Default Southern voice.
I did
very...
it.
Now, supposedly this chunk that could hit is 2.2 kilometers, which for us U.S. citizens is 1.36 miles. So, of course, if that were to hit the
so
Earth...
it's a mile and a half
if that,
wide.
You're going to decimate a city.
And a mile and a half wide will actually...
It's going to do more than that.
I think it would do more than that.
I mean, because it's going to have longer reaching effects, but...
Well, when
the world is not prepared for something of this devastation. Now, you had that about, what was it, 2 years ago? You had a comet come into Russia, and there was chunks of it coming down, and no one really got killed.
That was fucking heavy. Holy crap. Yeah, I remember that video.
So, and there was, because everyone in Russia has dash cams because of
all the accidents.
Yeah, well, the insurance fraud and all that stuff. So there was actual dash cam footage of these pieces of flaming rock coming from the sky and falling down, which... That's freaky, because if anyone out there has ever actually seen a fireball, which I have been lucky enough to see, where chunks were coming off and burning up into the atmosphere, when we first saw this back in 1998, we were waiting for a crash. That's how big and how close this fireball was. It was green. You could, like I said, you could see things coming off of it, breaking apart, and we're like, we're out in like the woods back in the day, smoking cigarettes like at night. I mean, we're in high school, and like we waited and waited and waited. And nothing happened, so we didn't go to the internet back in 1998 as quickly as we do now. Mm-hmm. I turned on the news, the nightly news, and they had already caught, a police officer had a poor dash cam back in the day that caught it going over the sky. And, you know, it was just a really close comet, or asteroid, whatever you want to call it, but that's spooky. So,
yeah.
I don't want anything like this to happen,
the
ever.
The highlight of this all is, if you continue reading, if... That doesn't wipe us out. The whole planet.
Yeah, that's the whole Nibiru is gonna come around and be like, "Hey guys,
on a collision course."
Zachary Stitching with rat bitches.
That's expected in October of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've
been waiting for Planet X for decades.
So this, apparently, either on my nephew's birthday
or your birthday,
mine,
we're
all gonna die.
Yeah.
So have all the sex you want to have right now. Get out there, get nasty. Stay away from hookers, though.
I mean, there's more. Is there more? Do you want me to read more here?
I mean, you can if you want.
I mean, it just, I scanned this article. I was just pulling stuff because I was busy at work today. It always just gets me thinking, you know, hey, look, maybe one of these is right.
Right. And we're so jaded by the 50 that come up that say the world is ending.
Well, the boy who cried wolf.
That we, you know, we pretty much ignore them all now.
Well, there could be that guy out there.
A big giant fireball is headed right for your fucking
and
head.
And there could be that guy out there that, like, this guy saying, hey, I'm right. No one's going to listen to him because it is the boy who cried wolf. We've seen these articles time and time again. And these things go back to the 1800s. You had like a group of people back in the 1800s called the Millerites, and they were all waiting for like the end of time and this thing to happen and them to get beamed up to like God's kingdom. So this has always been around. But, I mean, this guy seems legit. And he's an astronomer, but I don't know.
According to him, he's even talked to Putin.
Putin. Oh, yeah, and that was the interesting thing about this article, that all Russian dignitaries, including Putin, little Poots, has been, he's been told, they're all briefed.
Putin, stop, Scott, stop. There we go. Putin told him that his work is still needed and that Russia cannot afford to lose him. He said he could not guarantee his safety if he traveled beyond Russia at this time. Because the guy's fear is that U.S. leaders are going to take him out.
Supposedly, since Reagan, all of the leaders of the new U.S. have been briefed about this Nibiru and this Planet X thing, and that this could potentially happen, guys.
He believes that they're all on a gag order that was issued by Reagan.
Well, and then now that goes back to conspiracy theorist crap. Mm-hmm. What? Which, I'm hit or miss. Like, I'm totally disappointed. I've
you
lost
can tell
all,
who studied I've, for this show.
We did our homework. Scott's like, bitches, do your homework and read these articles. And I'm like, okay, I'll take notes. And he's like, over
and
here, not
did.
Doing anything.
She's got a whole got page notes. Of notes over there.
I got notes. But anyway.
You're doing a very good job.
Thank you.
I'll stay right here.
Thank you.
The last show was very Scott and Bonnie heavy.
It was all death.
It's a fucking bitch
it's
fest.
It's good that.
It was all death.
You're
it?
Very outspoken.
Well,
on this
I like
show.
These kind of articles, but I just don't.
I just
conspiracy theorists start to anger me, such as Alex Jones. I used to respect Alex Jones.
What the hell happened to that guy?
He went off the deep end. I feel like he is not in his original pocket that he was in when he started his whole thing with InfoWars and Planet Prison. What is it?
Well, and he Prison Alex Planet Jones, or whatever. I mean, concerning this article, and it does tie in. Alex Jones has become a meme now, more or less. He's become
like
a social meme. Literally, when I see the guy, I just kind of crack up.
Like,
now.
I think it's fake news now, and I think Alex Jones. Like,
and I mean,
fake
and
news.
I watched a lot of his videos. I watched the Bohemian Grove infiltrating. Yeah. That was incredible. I watched his 9/11 videos. I watched his police state videos, and they're all compelling information, right? And he backs it all up with evidence. He sits there and goes, look, I have all these articles. It's all right here.
Well, not to pick on him just because he was pro Trump or he's, you know, Texan Republican or whatever.
It's got nothing to do with that for me.
It just seems like that guy just went off the deep end. Like, just, I
just
don't
think
know.
Every single thing that has, because look, any story put in the media, put in front of you, is going to have two sides to it, right? You're going to have a spin
sometimes
on it.
Sometimes
three
drives, or four.
That's what drives American politics. Mm-hmm. So everything's going to have a spin, right? So it's very easy for someone like Alex Jones, you know, and now to the guy's credit, he's one of the best delivery men in the business. The guy is incredible. He's one, and I think he's like my age. That's
no,
thing.
He's 42, and he looks 40. Like he's in his mid-50s
so
already.
So he's a little older than I am. And that, we said that 10 years ago. I'm like, this guy looks like he's in it.
His
like,
voice sounds like he's 60.
And he's put on a lot of weight now, too. So he's a little heavier now, so he looks even older, right? The guy's one hell of a delivery guy. He really knows how to sell a story to someone. Mm-hmm. And some of the shit I've seen him sell that I pay attention to nowadays. But he's all over Facebook. He's all over Twitter. Mm-hmm. He's all over everything. So you can't get away from him now, right? That doesn't say I don't like the guy. Some of the stuff, information he's put out there, I'm like, well, that's interesting, right?
Right.
But it seems to me, and I've had this conversation with other friends about that, that now how he works is he will just grab, he's just grabbing everything.
Yeah.
He grabs everything out of the sky now. Mm. And then it could be like, well, the sky is blue. Fuck you, and it's purple, and they're lying to you, and it's purple, and they're going to kill us all.
Alternative facts.
They're going to kill us all because of this. It's like, dude, relax, you know? Look, I have my own political beliefs. I have my own beliefs about the world around me. I think we all do, and we're entitled to have that. And no one should be shunned for that. That's another point I want to make. It's a crock. I mean, this election, I have never seen anything.
Oh, my
like
God.
That.
It's the ugliest thing
I
have ever
never
seen.
Never in my life.
It's so ugly.
I never thought this country would get to a point
where families being torn apart because of this election.
Yeah. I never thought we'd get to a point in this country where literally people are afraid to speak their minds. The first time in history, I think. People are truly afraid to speak their minds about how they feel about what's going on around them in this country.
That's why I'm currently reading 1984.
Well, ironically, a lot of people are since the election. But and that's no joke. They really are.
A lot of people.
It spiked in sales big time, that book.
It did spike in sales a lot since the inauguration. But,
Makes sense.
But no matter what, depending on which media outlet you are watching, they're going to skew it to whichever side they favor.
It's whoever's paying their bills. That's what it comes down to.
Don't believe every fucking meme you see on Facebook.
No, you shouldn't.
Every fucking article you read on Facebook is not true.
Yeah.
Stop.
I'm just.
And I hope this isn't true. I hope Planet X isn't true. I hope chunks of Planet X are falling off like. Chunky 2016 WF9, whatever it's called.
I don't know. At this point, I might welcome it falling right on my head because I'm so sick of people.
Yeah, I look, here's the thing, guys. I mean, I think people should really accept, you know, look, just both sides have their opinion and they are both equally, they both equally have the right to express their opinion. But that's what I was saying a minute ago is I'm seeing.
But that doesn't give you the right to attack.
Well, that's my whole point. Is it seems like if you express yourself and somebody doesn't agree with you, it isn't one of these things. Well, hey, let's chat about this thing.
Oh, no, you're getting mauled.
You're going to get mauled. You're going to get screamed at. You're going to get called a racist. You're going to get called a bigot, whatever it might be. And you know, that's a very scary thing nowadays. You're talking about people's reputation.
You know,
really, their
all
lives.
They're doing, all they are doing is desensitizing those words.
Yeah.
There are, though, some really legit scary things going on right now. And I don't care if someone is, whatever your opinion is, whatever you really, okay, so for example, someone on Facebook just posted, this happened, my hometown is Grand Haven, Michigan.
It's a
cute little tourist town along Lake Michigan. It's
a tourist town.
And it's predominantly, well, it's white. It's white town. Mm-hmm. And north of us is Muskegon, which is Blacktown.
What are you trying to do to us?
No, I'm being serious here. South of us is Holland, which is all predominantly Hispanic. Well, not predominantly, but lots of Hispanics. But it's white. So anyway, and then I do have history of, now because I'm a history person, this is where I'm going with this, is the KKK was very influential in the 1920s in Michigan for a brief period and had a heavy hold on the major cities in Michigan, Jackson, Detroit, Grand Rapids, and West Michigan, and it was more of a political thing than necessarily a racist thing.
Right.
And so anyway, back in the 1990s, up in Newaygo, which is about an hour north of me, there was an attic that was cleaned out, and when they cleaned out the attic and they opened up these big trunks, they found, of course, white robes. They found all these ledgers of KKK activity in West Michigan and all of these names of people that were involved in the KKK and part of the membership. And when you look, I have a list of this. And when you look, you're like, oh, because you recognize names that are still in the town to this day. Like, uh-oh. And some of these people would join not realizing what they were joining because the KKK was a clever machine and would have you come to a rally because they were giving free Coca-Cola. So everyone would show up and be like, what's this? Whoa, oops. And maybe they would sign their name to something their name was on there.
It was a bait and switch to a certain degree.
Anyway, I digress. So this waitress in Grand Haven posted this on Facebook and said, wow, so this happened today.
Disgusting.
And I don't even remember what the website was. It's not even worth saying because it's that disgusting. But a card was left. And I should have looked up the picture.
They left a tip, right?
No, they left a tip. Underneath the tip was a card.
You have it on your phone still?
I might still have it on my phone. Underneath the card was a business card.
Yeah.
And it said...
Card stock. High quality,
by the way. It said America was 90% white in 1950. It is now 60%. Make America great again. And
disgusting.
It says Trump is the first step, we're the next. And it gives three websites that I'm not going to give the, I'm not going to tell them.
Acknowledging that
so
shit.
I went to one of them and it's neo-Nazi and white supremacist. And I'm like, I wanted to puke. Seeing that was being distributed in my town, that someone was doing that. And I'm sorry, but when someone's wrong to me, that is wrong, no matter what.
That is wrong.
That's wrong.
If it really happened. Because there have been a lot of people.
Well, you're talking about propaganda.
There have been a lot of people.
You mean this was like a fake thing? Well, this was real because this was someone that, this was a legit post.
Was that Bonnie?
There have been a lot of people claiming that things happened and going out and posting it on social media and causing this big uproar.
Yeah, no, this was an actual
only
friend.
Only to be found out that it didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, this one I can confirm is legit. This really happened.
That's disgusting.
Yep, it's very disgusting.
Yeah.
And that's what's troubling about...
I'm just saying, like, yes, there are scary things happening. There are ugly people in this world. Guess what? They've always been in this world.
Yeah.
They're just a little louder now.
Yeah.
Yeah. As I said before, I think everybody's entitled to their opinion. However, what you're talking about, Amber, I mean, and this, and the three people sitting down here have different opinions on things. And I'll tell you one right now, right? What you're talking about right there is the equivalent to me of if I was waiting a table and I finished serving somebody and they left me a tip and under the tip had, have you found God lately? Right? It's the same thing to me, right? Now, I don't get offended by, it's very hard to offend me, obviously.
No, it's not the same thing.
What do you mean it's not the same thing?
Not the same thing.
Why?
That's just saying, have you found God?
Because I don't know. That's not what I'm into.
No. It doesn't mean you're not into it, but religion is, they're just saying, hey, have you found Christ? Like, you know, being a good person and praying for all your individual friends and family.
I don't need to hear that shit.
Oh, that's by less, the way, have you hated on your black neighbor lately?
I'm not knocking that.
That's not about hate.
No, that's not hate. That's not spreading hate.
Point taken. Point taken.
Yeah, so it's not the same thing.
What she is discussing...
It's the same kind of irritation level.
Yeah.
When it's thrown at you.
I understand that it could be irritating to you. I am a religious person.
Yeah.
I don't like when people do that to me.
Yeah.
And I've had people do that to me at my job.
Oh, really?
When I worked at Tim Hortons, there were people that used to hand it to me on a daily basis.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, because I have tattoos or I cuss like a sailor. I don't fucking know. I don't do it in front of customers, or I didn't. I don't work there anymore.
Yeah,
but
I've
had people do it to me. That's offensive to me. My religious beliefs are very personal to me.
Yeah.
And I believe that's how it should be. I'm not going to force my religious
beliefs was my point.
On you or you or anyone else.
That was
that's
my point.
That's personal to me.
Yeah.
So that is irritating to me. That's irritating on a certain level, and I get where you're coming from. What Amber is talking about is cold, in-your-face hate.
It's brazen.
And it
it's
is
brazen.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And yeah.
It's almost it leaves you speechless.
My blood is boiling right now.
I know.
You
so
really
let's talk about why do cats stare at ghosts?
but
well,
no,
that was fucking intense.
To go back to it, to get back.
Oh, Bonnie's gonna bring it back.
No, I'm not going back to that.
Oh, okay.
To go back to Scott's original comment, I watch it on Facebook every day. People are very upset. This whole election has been very polarizing. It has destroyed families. It has destroyed friendships. I watch my friends on a daily basis either get attacked for how they feel or attack other people. And all it is doing is bringing out the ugly in you. So just sit back, feel how you want to feel. But accept the fact that other people have the right to feel how they want to feel.
Completely.
And don't attack them for it. Agree to disagree and move on.
Well, what I see from that, too, and I just think about broader things like this. And, you know, obviously the three of us sitting here, we support the arts in all different forms, right? Especially myself. I'm a part of it in a lot of ways. What that tells me, or what I'm getting from that, is if people aren't allowed to express themselves without feeling... It's hard enough to be an artist, let's just say, and do something and put yourself out there, even on the internet or whatever it might be, right? It's hard enough to do that. We all know if you've done that and you're listening to this show, you know that struggle, right? It's tough. It's tough to hear criticism from people. It's, it's tough to hear take shit from people, but it's the price you pay if you want to express yourself, right? What scares me about all this is just that. If people are afraid to just express themselves, make an observation on a social media website,
right?
about what they feel about the world around them, like how they feel what things are going, without being completely mauled, like you said, Bonnie.
Right.
How are they going to feel about doing something else? Oh my God, I'm going to beat the crap out of whoever did that.
I'm not saying, before anyone sends me an email and brings it up, I'm not saying if JoJo that lives down the street is spouting all sorts of racism that you should agree to disagree and move on.
That's hate.
That's black and white hate. Yeah. You shouldn't have to agree to disagree and walk on that.
You don't need
what
to.
What I'm
that.
Saying is, I've especially my friends that support Trump, I have seen them attacked simply because they didn't support Trump because he said he was going to build a wall or for this or for that.
They supported Trump, you meant?
Supported Trump because there was a policy he spoke to that spoke to them.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're pro-life and that's the reason why you supported Trump. I don't care what the reason was.
Yeah.
If you are not spewing hate and you merely support the man, you don't deserve to be attacked for it. That's what should stop.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck this. Let's talk about
cats.
Let's
move on to cats.
We got a cute cat picture on the screen. I'm so tired.
God.
I don't think I've ever been this mad on this show ever in my life. What are we doing wrong now? What are we doing right? Maybe we're doing something right. I don't know. Emails.
I don't know, but I was never this serious on Ghostly Talk before.
Well, you know, here's the... I think, you know, that was many years ago.
It was more like just focused on paranormal. Let's say whatever you want.
We didn't have the freedom to like really... That's what we say we're going to do here.
Right.
So that's what we're doing. Anyways.
And I'm liking it.
I want to talk about cute cats.
Okay, let's talk about cats.
So why do
cats... There's no such thing as a cute cat. They should all be dead. Anyways, go ahead.
That is hate speech.
It is.
I want you out of the studio right now.
Hate speech.
Get out.
Right, give me my throw my drink if you're going up.
Get out.
I just had to throw that out there.
What made you pick this article?
I don't know, but I laughed so hard when I
because it was so out of characteristic from the other ones.
I thought it was
apparently
cute.
He knew the other two were going to get really heavy.
Yes. Well. No, I mean, it is interesting because one of the things when, anybody listening to the show that has done paranormal investigation, if you've ever interviewed a homeowner about their home and the activity going on, one of the things you could, like some investigators ask is, how are your pets behaving?
Mm-hmm.
And they might say, well, Cujo was acting real weird. He's been staring at this corner for hours.
By the way, cat lovers, I was kidding.
And we think that that's where the ghost is at because he's just acting all crazy.
I've seen this. So,
I like that he's called Cujo.
Yeah.
I like it.
I know a cat named Cujo. So anyway, this is a whole thing with pets, dogs, and cats.
Yes.
Now, what I thought was interesting about this article immediately was that John Tenney, who is a local Michigan native, does weird lectures on things. He has spoken on this, which I thought was kind of cool in one of the lectures I saw that he says, hey, everybody... says, oh my God, my cat's acting so weird. It must be seeing ghosts. And he brings up how different the cat's eye is compared to ours or a dog's eye. And in this article, for example, it says compared to human eyes, cat eyes actually have 6 to 8 times as many light sensing rods, which means they can see more in very low light. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean they're seeing ghosts. They're just seeing crazy stuff like a speck of dust falling.
Right.
And being curious cats, they're going, oh my God, oh my God. And they're looking all over the place or hyper-focusing on some corner because they see something that we can't even see with our stupid human eyes. But then the simple-minded out there go, they must be a ghost.
So you think they maybe, according to the article, it's not just...
It's not just that they're seeing ghosts. They just see a whole wide spectrum.
Yeah.
Then we can even fathom because they have incredible eyesight compared to our own.
But, I mean, I know I have. I don't know if we've ever seen this together or Bonnie, if we've ever seen this together or not. But I know I've been to places with cats where we've detected things, you know, on instruments. I mean, very subtle things, nothing like crazy. And I've seen cats literally staring at walls.
I don't deny that they couldn't pick up on something. there are teams out there that supposedly have ghost hunting dogs.
At my ceiling in one corner of my living room.
Which why would a ghost just hang out in a ceiling?
And bark at one corner.
They could just be hearing something way down the road that's beyond our hearing and being like, I don't know.
It's a cute cat chasing a ghost here.
Oh.
Ninja cat.
Play it. I want to see Ninja Cat.
Okay, the cat's looking up.
Oh, nice.
Focus. There's some music in the background.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, a good fade-in, fade-out scene.
Nice camera work. What's with the soundtrack?
I don't know. The cat's now... Oh, it's jumping down.
Holy crap.
Fade in.
This is a great video. What the hell is it looking at?
It probably sees a dust mite.
Holy crap.
It's trying to scale the wall.
Holy crap, look at that.
Yeah, it probably sees a spider or something.
Now it's hanging off the door and it's stuck up there. Stupid cat.
It's not a ghost.
You're right, I don't like cats either, Bonnie. Fuck these animals.
You know, Bonnie just showed me something, and I'm sorry to interrupt because this will be the ghost thing. We figured it out. Cats don't see ghosts. They're just way better eyesight. They got cyborg eyes. Bonnie, when we posted earlier on Facebook, you know, what kind of topics do you want us to talk about? Blah, blah, blah. Ooh. And one guy just pointed out, anything but politics.
Ray Moore. Oh. Ray Moore.
Sorry, Ray.
I'm sorry. So I didn't see that before we went off on our tangent.
Were we really talking about politics,
though? No, we're not sitting there going like, oh my God, we're this, or we're this, or we're Democrat, or Republican, or whatever. We were just kind of going off on a tangent that was surrounded by Planet X and Nibiru and things falling from the sky and ghost cats, and that's where it was going.
I think I was talking about my distaste for what I see.
Yeah. Or your vagina.
There's another cute cat video, too, that I want to see.
He's ignoring that.
What's this cute cat video going to do?
Oh, Jesus.
This cat video doesn't have any sound.
No, it doesn't. It has a...
Amber.
No, it's just freaking out. It's a cat. Anyone that owns a cat knows that they freak out.
Oh, my God.
Weird
look
stuff.
At that. How could you hate that? We're going to post all these articles up on our on the archive. So you get to see all the cute cats like we're seeing right now, too. You can look at them with us when you're listening to this show when it's done. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's uncanny. I've seen this myself with cats where they seem to be just be staring at something that you can't see, but they can see something. But obviously...
It was just really good catnip.
Well, that too. Yeah, that too. I don't know. It's an interesting idea. It stuck out. Yeah, all this death and doom that I was talking about that I was pulling for articles today. Let's keep the death doom train running.
Cancer.
No, this sucks. This really sucks.
This does suck. I didn't know this until you posted this.
So hard. It was yesterday this was posted. John Anthony West was a gentleman we had on Ghostly Talk, I think a couple times, and we're gonna kill Bonnie too off today, I think too, if she punches that mic one more time.
We never do this.
The new stands are gonna solve all these problems.
For some reason,
we got new stuff coming. Yeah.
Tonight I'm just all about hitting the mic.
John Anthony West, as I said, he was on Ghostly Talk a couple times, and he was probably, you know, people ask us a lot, and you know what? I have a request for you guys. If you're going to ask questions, well, no, you guys already asked that. We talked about that because people ask us a lot of like, what's our favorite episodes?
That's so hard to choose.
Well, that came up in a listener sent us an email and said, I'd like you guys to do an entire show based on your favorite episodes, highlights, blah, 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 which I think would be kind of cool to throw out there sometimes.
We should play the whole Aaron Donahue episode.
Oh, my God.
We could talk about that episode.
I still remember the aftermath.
We could do a director's commentary on that episode, me and Doug, and it would literally just be us going, oh, my. It would have our head just in our...
I mean, I was there for that show, and I was also there for the aftermath show when everyone's heads exploded.
Yeah, I mean, we'll save that for another time, but there was some bullshit that went on around that thing. We can talk about that now. But no, I was talking about John Anthony West. What made me think about that was, I mean, people ask, well, what's one of your favorite shows? And John Anthony West, along with Dr. Robert Schock, these two gentlemen worked together on projects, were easily some of my favorite shows for Ghostly Talk because of the subject matter. And the subject matter, and we're going to keep it brief because there's a lot to this, but this John Anthony West was one of the people who worked with Dr. Robert Schock to more or less put together an entire theory.
Redated the Sphinx.
They redated the Sphinx. Thank you.
Which is not accepted by traditional archaeologists or Egyptologists academia whatsoever.
They've been pushed out left and right over this, and they proven scientifically that the Great Sphinx is over 10,000 years old, for example, right? It's not it's not 5,000 years old. It's over 10,000 years old. Look up John Anthony West's work. Look up Dr. Robert Schock's work. We have archives up. Just search for them on ghostlytalk.com. You can listen to the archives there and get a good idea what we're talking about. Unfortunately, John Anthony West was diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah, that's...
And this really...
And I don't know what kind of cancer. I read through there, and it didn't really seem to say. What freaks me out, I'm not being rude, is that there's different levels, because it's on one of these kind of GoFundMe type sites.
Well, yeah, this is what we're looking at.
You can give $5, you can give a dollar, you can give whatever. They're at almost $30,000 right now, and the goal is $155,000, because he's going to also a very controversial cancer doctor who does things differently, always like he did.
Yeah, which
and
insurance
so it, everything's
cover that.
No, it doesn't. So it's out of pockets, which is why they're raising this money. Now, John Anthony West is in his 80s, but there's different fund levels for if you spend $500 or you spend $1,000. Now, one of them, I think it was $5,000. Scroll down, Scott.
You're right there.
You can go to the Catskills and have a weekend with, they call him Jaws, John Anthony West,
Jaws.
In his Airstream.
Yeah.
Now, that's assuming he survives cancer.
Wait, he's right. Got, wait. Well, it's not in his Airstream.
Yeah,
let's
no,
be clear.
It is.
Wait, really?
Oh, no, never mind.
It's not
it says a new 2017 Airstream will be tucked alongside John. Tucked alongside John's legendary studio library at the base of the Catskill. Okay, scroll up more. That's where I was seeing something. Okay,
$10,000.
Which,
yeah.
Okay, you got to be a baller for this. Exclusive dinner with John Anthony West and notable guests, which they're still working to put together. But again, that's assuming that the poor man is going to either be able to dine with you or survive this. But
yeah.
I think even if you're only able to give $5 or $1 in your respect, either you know this guy or you're just learning about him now, it's a worthwhile cause because we need more people like this guy.
Yeah, we're gonna put this link up on the.
It's got 62 days left. They've already raised like
30
I said,
grand.
30, yeah,
nearly 30 grand.
Good.
Yeah, we'll put this link up on the site because this guy was he really opened my mind. I know Doug and I were fascinated with this, and Amber, I know you're just blown away by this too. And we had the pleasure and honor of speaking to this gentleman a couple times on Ghostly Talk, and when I saw this today, it knocked the wind out of me to see that. You know. The contributions he's made, I think, are true. He's a true renegade. Let's just put it that way.
Well, what's cool about him is this: when he first did his documentary with Charlton Heston, which was an award-winning documentary with Dr. Robert Schock talking about their research with the Sphinx and saying, "Oh, this is kind of a little older. There's water erosion on the Sphinx that we think that this guy who's an expert at Boston University." Schock is an expert in the limestone there and says, like, yeah, it takes this many years to erode the limestone this way, so I think the current Egyptology world is wrong. Well,
what? Without getting too deep into it, the erosion patterns they were seeing, like on the Sphinx, for example, like on the body of the Sphinx, were the undulating type basin patterns they were describing. And Dr. Robert Schock did say these type of erosion patterns are from precipitation.
They're not
from wind.
Mm-hmm.
He showed walls
inundated.
That had been worn out, had been blown out, by literally naturally sandblasted by the sand in the Giza Plateau. He was showing these undulating, they used the word undulating patterns, that are more like what water would wear down.
Yeah.
He's like, the last time the earliest we can date where there was precipitation in this area was over 10,000 years
ago. Yeah, and they don't
it's
even
kind of a high level.
They don't even think the original head of the current head of the Sphinx is
carved.
Not the original.
It was carved.
They think it was a lion.
Yeah. Right.
But since John Anthony West and Schock have been doing their research in the meantime, oh my gosh, what's his name? Schmidt-Kloss or whatever. Anyway, Göbekli Tepe was discovered in Turkey. And this predates to about the same time that the Sphinx would have, when they were saying, well, there was no intelligent civilization doing anything at this time during the Sphinx in this area, and then, oops, ooh, we found this thing in Turkey. Hey. So go look up Göbekli Tepe if you're not familiar with that.
Yeah.
But that was around the same time as the Sphinx. So it could have been the same civilization, everything. So it's like, the more you find stuff like that, the better. Because it proves these guys are in the right.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, anytime you upset academia like this, I think you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
And I do understand, and I've had this conversation with people so many times now about this. I understand that a person, you may be attacked, and I hate to use the term attack, but really, you may be attacking someone's life's work.
Right.
They spent their entire life and their reputation, their education, everything on something, and what you may have to offer to academia may be completely conflicting with what their ideas are.
Mm.
I get that, right? But when the facts are the facts and you have scientifically proven facts in front of you, zeros and ones, blacks and whites,
right,
no gray areas, how can you kick people out? How can you treat people like this? But they do, because some people have some people have a tourist trade to protect. I understand that. And I'm not going to pretend like I know all the politics in Egypt and the Giza Plateau, but I do know that I'm going to listen to someone when they have when they can take very complicated ideas and break them down to a layman like me when it comes to geology, for example, right? And they can show me numbers.
Right. And something like that's not even going to affect the tourist trade. It's just going to hurt egos.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, people don't care how old something is. I mean, it's the pyramids are there. They're 5,000 years old. That seems to be pretty whatever.
So far, yeah.
So far. But who cares if the Sphinx is older? People still want to see it.
Right.
But again,
it's terrorists that's hurting that.
You're right. It's egos. Egos are the worst thing ever, I think, when it comes to that. So, John Anthony West, we're going to give you the website. I'll just throw it on here, but I'm going to put it up as a link, too. Is Fundly. FUNDLY.
We'll put it on our Facebook page too.
Yeah, that's cool. Fundly.com/John-Anthony-West-Project. So it's Fundly.com/John-Anthony-West-Project. Yeah, if you want to throw a few dollars in there, it'd be really good to help the guy out. He's been a big contributor to the sciences when it comes to Egyptology, and it really bums me out because I have nothing but fond memories of the short time we got to spend with him, and I hate to see someone
going
through stuff like this.
And a great deal of respect.
So, yeah, check that out. So, yeah, pretty doomy show we had tonight, huh?
I don't think it was that doomy. I think the last one was doomier.
Sorry if we talked about politics.
That wasn't the intention, but
it really wasn't.
It came up. Sorry.
It just shows how hard it is to avoid it right now. Even amongst talking about aliens and Planet Nibiru and ghost cats. Cat ghost
nobody
vision.
Nobody wanted to hear about it, but, I mean, it needs to stop. That hate.
I think that it really isn't. I'm not, like we said, we didn't get into the political science aspect of this thing.
No,
we didn't sit here and argue about what's going on.
Analyze my side, your side.
And not
side,
saying someone's supposed
beliefs.
To be right and wrong.
You know,
right.
I try to keep myself out of this stuff as best I can, but
I
when
try
you're seeing
to
it,
stay relatively neutral, except like when it came to Hillary, I despise her. But everyone is entitled to their own opinion. Everyone bases how they feel on their own life experience. I can't tell you your life experience and your opinion is wrong because my life experience and my opinion is different.
Yeah.
If people would just understand that, I think this world would be a much better place.
Let's not do any more.
Nope. That's the last thing I'm saying.
I could riff on this, and I'm so
well, this
too.
Could be like a 3-hour show, yeah, but
I could riff on this forever.
I don't want to do that, so I'm ending it right there.
I think we should all just be cool. I think I'm going to go with the Henry Rollins idea of this. We should all just start listening to the Ramones. Henry Rollins talks about that, and he said, you know, why don't we all just get into the Ramones? Like, you know, we go to war with a country. Instead of throwing bombs at them, why don't we just drop a bunch of cartons of Ramones records on there, and they'll pick them up and go, what the hell are these? And they'll listen to them, because you know, nobody hates the Ramones. Nobody hates the Ramones.
Well, I mean, if we're going to war with them, why aren't we dropping, like, Justin Bieber?
I like some Justin
Bieber.
Literally,
that's a WMD. Send Justin Bieber.
It's a WMD itself, but I'm talking about...
Or even Nickelback.
Ooh, Rollins, send those. Send those.
Rollins' idea was if we got everybody into the same bands, we'd be like, well,
I know,
hey,
where
man.
You're going with that.
We'd be like, well, dude, is that Rocket to Russia I hear? Oh, dude, I love that record. Hey. And next thing you know, these guys are drinking beers.
But Pootie might not like that one.
Pootie, what?
Rocket to Russia.
How do you know that?
It's sending a rocket to Russia. He's not going to be like...
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're disrespecting me.
Oh. Okay, Leave Home. We'll put that record out.
Okay.
Leave Home's better, I guess. I'm sure somebody else can... You get offended by that. Pootie's offended by that. I'm sure
somebody will
be offended by fucking Leave Home, too.
That's the problem. Everyone's too fucking offended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody get off the soapbox here. We're done.
God, I've been on a soapbox for 2 fucking episodes now. Can we shut this down, man?
This is exciting.
Everyone's listening to this going, dude.
Is it because we're older now?
I don't know, but everyone's listening to this going on old ghostly talk. All Bonnie did was...
Bitch at Scott.
Bitch and make fucking sexual jokes. Now she's like all serious and...
Now she's running for Congress in like 2
Oh, dear God,
I'd vote.
Yeah, I'm going to run for president
I'll be your campaign head.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call it a night.
Okay.
I think we've worn ourselves. I think we crammed enough
Senator
Bonnie Spittler.
Senator Spittler.
Senator Spittler.
That's hard to say fast. Senator Bonnie better.
Senator Spittler. Do you know about these accusations?
Senator Hammond.
Yeah, I totally had sex with him.
Okay.
It was good too.
How big is he?
Average.
Average. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's call it a night.
All right.
I'm out of steam. How about you guys?
I gotta pee.
You gotta pee?
I'm freezing, so I would like to turn the heat back on in this house.
We do have a little heater in here that we should run. It's right
there.
It's right there.
Yeah, we got a little radio. We'll do
that. So we gotta plug that in next time.
Well, we'll do that next time.
Yeah.
I froze for the last 3 shows.
The weather's gonna start getting warmer here.
Let's
in
that. Yeah, 3 months.
This was Ghostly Talk.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Bonnie.
And Bo.
Later.
One round, it wasn't yours. Wanted truth, nothing more. Live your life for you. That was right, you know it now. Need no one to tell you how. Live your life for you. Took one round, it wasn't yours. Wanted truth, nothing more. That was right, you know it now. Need no one to tell you how. Don't live your life for you. You've got nothing but to lose. Live your life for you. You've got nothing but to. You live your life for you. You've got nothing but to lose. Live your life for you. You've got nothing but.